The Cambodian Book of the Dead, written by Thomas Vater and read by Mark Meadows.
Cambodia, where the appalling is commonplace. Jerry Redfern. In the Shadow of Enlightenment. In retrospect, Meyer could see that the catastrophe in Cambodia had been the turning point. But, in retrospect, everything always looked different. War was never simple. As soon as the first shot was fired, carefully made plans changed beyond recognition. As soon as the first shot was fired, everything was unpredictable, and no one got away scot-free. Most men were simply blown away by the willful mayhem, like dry leaves in a fast wind. Others found themselves in the horror of the moment and got stuck there, making the world die over and over. A few went by another route, on and on into themselves, until they experienced a kind of epiphany, a moment of arrival. War correspondent Meyer was about to arrive. Meyer and Hort sat on a crumbling wall near what was left of the railway station in Battambang, or what was left of this once picturesque and industrious town in northwestern Cambodia. Perhaps a school had stood here 40 years earlier. A few metres of tired red brickwork was all that had survived the recent vagaries of history. At midday, the wall offered no shade. It was just a structure to sit next to. Better than being exposed in a world of dust, misery, and possible aggravation. A group of men sat next to the two journalists on low stools. They drank rice wine as if their lives depended on it. Perhaps it did. Garbage and dust devils blew across the shabby, run-down space between the wall and the railway tracks. Scraps of paper, plastic bags, and diapers. Who had money for diapers around here? Where could you even buy nappies in Cambodia? A young woman with a pinched face served the rancid drink from an old oil canister. There was only one glass, which went around in a circle. People in Cambodia drank quietly and with great concentration. Everyone was waiting. The railway station was a good place to wait. The trains were less reliable than the next glass, as the Khmer Rouge, Pol Pot's feared communist army, frequently mined the tracks between the capital, Phnom Penh, and Battambang. The Khmer Rouge was the main reason why people were waiting. Despite UN-sponsored elections, boycotted by the communists, the war just would not die. Most Cambodians wanted peace, and peace meant waiting. Hort passed Meyer a joint.
The war will be over in a few weeks, Meyer. 1997 is our year. At least that's what they say in Phnom Penh. Around here, people not so sure.
Hort laughed, as the Khmer sometimes do when they don't feel like laughing. Meyer wiped the sweat from his eyes, rearranged his matted beard, and shrugged his shoulders. Your country is sick of war, Hort. And you are getting married next week, when we are through, and you have earned yourself a sack full of money. The young Khmer was working as Meyer's fixer, and had been accompanying him for the past 4 years, every time the German journalist had been on assignment in Cambodia. 4 years and 6 visits to this cursed country. And yet Meyer had fallen into uneasy love with this sunny and wicked paradise. Hort had saved his life on at least 2 occasions. In a few days, Meyer would be the best man at his young friend's wedding, hopefully without making a drunken pass at Hort's attractive sister. What would Carissa, beautiful and twisted Carissa, say if she found him in the sack with a young Khmer woman? What would be left when the war really ended, when the international media left this tired land to its own devices? Meyer had come with the war. Would he not also disappear with the war? Move on to the next war? Lack of choice wasn't the issue. War was always in vogue.